Directed in 1974 by Sicilian director Roberto Mori, Madeleine Anatomio di un Incubo, Madeleine Anatomy of a Nightmare, is representative of a fruitful and experimental period in Italian genre cinema, in which eroticism, horror, and psychological and sociological ideas converge to create a fascinating portrait of a woman haunted by profound personal trauma. Produced by Pama Cinematografica and released in Italy on the 12th of June 1974, Madeleine Anatomy of a Nightmare is an ambitious work that defies expectation, traversing numerous genres, oscillating between them in a heady mix of collagenous nightmarescapes and sun-drenched romanticism in this bizarre psychological lament on the precarious nature of identity. Madeleine Anatomy of a Nightmare was directed by Roberto Mori, real name Giuseppe Tagliavia, a director from Castelvetrano in Sicily. Mori initially established himself in the film industry as an actor before transitioning to writing and directing. His directorial debut was in 1959 with Viti Perdute, which he co-directed with contemporary Aldecchi Bianchi. Mori then established himself as somewhat of a journeyman director, known for his contributions to the Western and Pepla filon. Despite being more prolific in the aforementioned filon, Mori tried his hand in other areas of genre cinema, including horror Slaughter of the Vampires in 1962 and Night of Violence in 1965. These films, in conjunction with 1974 giallo Clap Your Dead, which Mori co-wrote, gave the director an understanding of horror and thriller cinema, which he would utilise in Madeleine Anatomy of a Nightmare. However, in relation to Mori's career, Madeleine would prove to be somewhat of an anomaly, a far more personal and psychological film than his previous work, and a film that would largely rest on the actress who played the titular role. Madeleine Anatomy of a Nightmare serves as a psychological character study of sorts, hinging on the role of protagonist Madeleine, who was portrayed by the American actress Camille Keaton. Madeleine Anatomy of a Nightmare was filmed during Camille Keaton's period in Italy, which signified the start of her acting career. The aspiring actress moved abroad to seek work in Italy, lodging with her uncle whilst committing herself to various commercial modelling roles for Bacchi Purugina and Alghida, under the direction of her newly found Italian agent. Intent on transitioning from commercial modelling into acting, Keaton sought out a role in the prestigious Italian director Franco Zeffirelli's latest project, submitting photographs for his perusal. Unsuccessful in obtaining a role in Zeffirelli's latest film, Keaton found work in the film industry in smaller, uncredited roles in The Boxer and Umberto Lenzi's Seven Bloodstained Orchids, as well as a body double for Swedish actress Ila Ahlén. However, on a visit to Zeffirelli's studio, Italian director Massimo Dallamano stumbled across Keaton's photographs. Struck by her haunted beauty and innocent fragility, he viewed her as the perfect choice for the role of the psychologically disturbed mute teenager Solange Beauregard in his upcoming giallo, What Have You Done to Solange? The experience leads Keaton to secure more notable acting roles in Riccardo Frida's Tragic Ceremony in 1972 and Angelo Panaccio's Sex of the Witch in 1973. Whilst Keaton turns her hand to the decamerotic Decameron Due and the Franco-Franchi comedy Il Gatto di Brooklyn Aspirante Detective during this period, it is fundamentally the aforementioned trio of films that led to Keaton's casting in Mori's Madeleine Anatomy of a Nightmare in 1974. Keaton was the perfect choice for Mori's titular character, exhibiting the attributes necessary for the role of a damaged young woman, whilst exhibiting the sensuality and sex appeal required of the role. Keaton's appearance as centrefold in Playman magazine in 1972 cemented her role as a sex symbol in Italy, and shortly after the release of Madeleine, Keaton would reappear in the magazine, this time as a cover girl for the September 1974 issue. Upon reflecting on her cinematic career, Camille Keaton looks back on Madeleine Anatomy of a Nightmare with fondness, citing it as one of her favourite films and one of her most interesting roles to date due to the psychological complexity of her character. The film would end up being Keaton's last role in Italy. She would soon return home to the United States, where she would go on to star in her most notorious role as Jennifer Hills in Mirzarchi's relentless rape revenge horror film I Spit on Your Grave, released in 1978. Whilst Keaton was undoubtedly the most important player in Mori's film, Madeleine's cast was rounded out by supporting roles from well-renowned and popular Italian genre actors, most notably Silviano Tranquilli as Dr. Schumann, the malevolent doctor, as well as Pier Maria Rossi as Swiss philosophy student Thomas, Riccardo Salvino as racing car driver Luis, and Paolo Senatore as Mary, the uninhabited female companion of Thomas. Yet fundamentally, the film's interest lies in the character of Madeline, who is the source of Maury's filmic study. Madeline: Anatomy of a Nightmare is a film that proves somewhat elusive when it comes to distinct categorisation. Despite the frequent citation of the film as a parapsychological thriller, Maury dismissed the film's categorisation as such, believing it to be instead a psychological drama, a psychotronic portrait of a young woman burdened with the trauma of the loss of a child. Yet despite Maury's protestations, there are attributes of other forms of popular cinema of the time within his work, which leads Madeline to seemingly oscillate between genres, adding to the film's ambiguous nature and elusiveness when it comes to distinct filmic categorisation. The film's collagenous opening gives the impression of a production in the horror vein, with its nightmarish imagery and dreamscapes of the pregnant Madeline chased through the woods by witches in vibrantly coloured wigs. A scene which quickly descends into funeral procession for a swaddled doll in a baby coffin that's thrown on a pyre alongside a burnt-out racing car and the charred remains of its driver. The racing car crash that features in Madeline's nightmare was taken from footage of the Formula One Jarama Grand Prix in 1970, in which British racing driver Jackie Oliver and Jackie Eakes collided in a fiery explosion in which the men miraculously survived. The crash footage had previously featured in Osvaldo Civarani's 1970 film Le Mans, Shortcut to Hell. In Madeline, the racing car crash will become symbolic of her character's profound personal loss and will become a frequent component of her nightmares. Madeline: Anatomy of a Nightmare's emotionally wrought, disturbing opening, with its disconcerting images of bewigged doppelgangers, experimental camera work, and omnipresent synth-laden score, composed by Vinicio Vandelli, aligns the film with the psychedelic horror thrillers of the early 1970s. Titles such as Tonino Cervi's Queens of Evil, which evokes imagery and allegory in a similar manner. Both films presented through a pop art lens in their quest to ruminate on aspects of the human condition communicated through a psychotronic fairy tale. However, the horror-infused opening is discarded in favour of the more conventional trappings of a typical Italian drama from the mid-1970s. As par the course, this features a strong reliance on eroticism, as featured in the film's copious scenes of sex and nudity, from Madeline's erotic adventures to Paolo Senatore's memorably sensual striptease. However, scenes of an erotic nature are counterbalanced by Madeline's psychological anguish, pertaining to her desire to bear a child and the flashbacks she experiences due to her traumatic stillbirth. And like with many of the Italian dramas of the 1960s and 1970s, Madeline is a film anchored in the idealistic politics of the era that have an almost utopian outlook on the world. These well-traversed ideas, typified by the cinema of the 1970s relating to society, political protests and sexual liberation, are communicated and articulated through the character of Swiss philosophy student and hippie wanderer Thomas, who engages in frequent philosophical discussions with Madeline, often providing a philosophical bent to proceedings. It is this oscillation between genres that makes for a compelling psychological study that seeks to explore the facets of Madeline's character by examining her desires, dreams, and nightmares through haunting imagery, societal rumination, and erotically charged desire. Arguably the main thematic component of Madeline: Anatomy of a Nightmare is the examination of the woman's psyche in the aftermath of a traumatic event pertaining to child loss. Pregnancy-related trauma through abortion, miscarriage, or sterility proved to be somewhat of a recurrent theme in Italian genre cinema of the 1970s, with Madeline possessing thematic similarities with other pregnancy-related fare of the period, such as Sergio Martino's All the Colours of the Dark, Massimo Dellamano's What Have You Done to Solange, Marcello Andre's A Black Ribbon for Deborah, Evita G. Assoniti's Beyond the Door, and Andrea Bianchi's Strip Nude for Your Killer. A selection of films that sought to examine anxieties relating to pregnancy in a horror and thriller context, born from the shifting politicisation of reproduction in the 1970s. Italian cinema of the 1970s had a tendency to be politically aware, with many films reflective of the rapid sociological changes taking place, even if only on a surface level. During the production and release of Madeline: Anatomy of a Nightmare, alongside the aforementioned titles, a national conversation was taking place in Italy surrounding the reproductive rights of women, with debate reaching a crescendo in the mid to latter half of the decade. In the 1970s, the burgeoning women's rights movement and a wave of feminist activism in Italy brought about substantial legal changes to family law, including equality in marriage, the legalisation of divorce, and most controversially, the legalisation of abortion. after a referendum on the legalisation of abortion, a law was passed in 1978 referred to as Legge 194, which permitted women to legally obtain abortions without fear of legal reprisals. As such, the reproductive rights of women and the effects of pregnancy became popular topics of conversation, with attention placed on the psychological effects of pregnancy, as well as the societal role of women and their bodily and personal autonomy in the latter half of the 20th century. This focus on women's reproductive capacity and the effects of pregnancy on the female body, as well as the psychology of pregnancy and child loss, would become a subject mined by Italian filmmakers as a means of examining female neuroses, as well as questioning the role of women in contemporary society and a woman's sense of self in relation to her ability to reproduce. These ideas are at the forefront of Mori's film, which focuses on Madeline's neuroses relating to pregnancy. Madeline's pregnancy trauma is established early on in the opening dream sequence, in which a heavily pregnant Madeline sees a baby doll in a coffin in a macabre funeral procession, which is followed by a shot of a series of clinicians standing over her repeating the chant, "He's dead." This visceral and emotional reaction to the subject of childbirth continues in Madeline's waking hours, where she is taunted by images of pregnancy, unable to escape the constant reminder of her miscarriage. In a particularly poignant scene, Madeline enviously gazes upon an expectant mother who passes her by at a piazza. Throughout the course of the film, Madeline frequently laments on her desperate desire to have a child and to be a mother, with the pregnancy of a horse in the stables triggering images of the delivery room where Madeline suffered her stillbirth, stirring her latent feelings of trauma. Even in Madeline's romantic entanglement with hippie wanderer Thomas, she is reminded of her desperate desire for a child, wishing for a son just like Thomas, her lover, who she describes as helpless and clean, a proxy for her deceased child. In order to overcome her trauma and sense of futility, Madeline placates her feelings through sexual gratification and hedonistic behaviour, her pursuit of sex a means of control, freedom, and the search of identity. Despite Madeline's sexual transgressions, Keaton instills a fragility in her character, which is accentuated by the actress's physical appearance. Her scarred face, long gangling limbs, and haunted ethereal look positions her as a woman with a childlike quality, lost and afraid, while simultaneously trying to transition fully into adulthood, which she equates with motherhood. Madeline Anatomy of a Nightmare, under the direction and treatment of a different director, could have easily veered into exploitative fare, but Mori treats the subject with a certain level of sensitivity, making the film one of the director's most personal and layered works. Much of Madeline's fascination comes from the film's dreamlike psychedelic atmosphere. Hazy sun-drenched vistas and psychotronic woodlands are permeated by an unsettling, menacing quality, imbued with Madeline's psychosis, her dreams and waking reality simultaneously bleeding into one another, into something discernible. The prolonged dream sequence that opens the film is perhaps key to unlocking Madeline's trauma and is indicative of Mori's Freudian approach to his subject, focusing on Madeline's nightmare as symbolic of her trauma. In many ways, the hallucinatory nightmare recalls the opening of Sergio Martino's All the Colours of the Dark from 1972. In both films, a female protagonist experiences frightening nightmares born from the trauma of child loss, nightmares populated by frightening women in garish wigs and violent macabre imagery. Their dreams are filled with overt symbolism that, once deciphered, will be indicative of the trauma they have endured and their struggle to overcome it. Further similarities between films can be made in relation to their focus on psychiatric intervention, which is posited as a solution to the psychological trauma experienced by both women, with the line between dream and reality blurred to the point where the viewer is unable to ascertain the true nature of the events that unfold in their respective films. Madeline's psychiatric well-being is overseen by her purported husband, Dr. Franz Schumann, a man who on the surface appears to be a devoted husband concerned about his wife's psychological issues, lovingly permitting her transgressions without judgment in the hope that the exploration of her sexual impulses will have a healing effect on Madeline's psyche. Yet his character's motivations feel at times nefarious, leaving the audience to question whether they come from a benevolent place. Schumann possesses a keen interest in psychology, which extends beyond traditional readings of the discipline, instead relating to the study of parapsychology, as noted by the tome he studies throughout the film. As a practitioner of parapsychology, Schumann seemingly possesses the ability of bilocation and hypnotism, first enacted on Esmeralda the horse, and then later on Thomas, who Schumann hypnotises into drowning himself in the villa swimming pool. Whilst occultism isn't a prominent facet of Mori's film, in the context of the character of Schumann, it highlights his role as an ambiguous figure who seemingly possesses otherworldly occult-style powers. Powers that will be revealed in the film's end to be indicative of his ability to manipulate Madeline's mind and the projections she creates. In the introduction of Dr. Schumann, a close-up shot of his reading material can be seen. A book on the parapsychological, which reveals a chapter titled The First Manifestation of the Subconscious Mind, which suggests that what is taking place within Madeline's subconscious, with Schumann enacting experiments on Madeline, manipulating and reading her subconscious mind. Dr. Schumann is depicted throughout as a voyeur, studying Madeline with a pair of binoculars, or alternatively, observing her through a peephole located in the eye of the fragmented photographic print of Louise, asserting Madeline's role as a psychological case study. And it is in the film's twist ending that we realise that psychiatry is far more relevant to the film's events than its depiction through the experiments of Dr. Schumann, with Schumann, Thomas and Mary revealed to be medical staff administering Madeline's psychiatric treatment under the direction of her actual husband, Louise, who is alive and well in Rome. The twist ending reaffirms the film's narrative ambiguities rather than providing a neat explanation for Madeline's trauma. Distressed by her experiences and unable to ascertain what is real, Madeline disputes her husband's claims, disregarding them as not the truth. Now unable to distinguish reality from fiction, trapped in a never-ending traumatic nightmare. On describing Madeline's condition to Thomas, Dr. Schumann says that a traumatic event occurred during her past which caused a disturbance in her psycho-erotic equilibrium, distorting her perception of reality. The traumatic event relates to Madeline's child loss, but her subsequent condition is viewed in relation to her sexuality. Madeline's nymphomania is viewed as an extension of her trauma, reiterating commonly held beliefs in psychiatry about female hysteria and trauma and the relationship between both in terms of experimental psychological treatment. This places Madeline, Anatomy of a Nightmare, alongside other fare of the period that sought to examine female mental illness and medicalisation, often present in the subversive cinema of the 1970s and a frequent narrative component of the Italian giallo. In many ways, Madeline, Anatomy of a Nightmare could be thought of as a companion piece to Luigi Bazzoni's L'Orme, released the following year in 1975. L'Orme could also be considered to be an examination of the psyche of a woman struggling to confront the reality of her situation by escaping into an alternative reality of sorts, whilst experiencing memory loss and subsequently becoming imprisoned by her own mind. Like with L'Orme, the ambiguity of such cinema is crucial to its examination of female psychological disturbance, while such themes also help to facilitate the more salacious aspects associated with Italian genre cinema of the period. Whilst Madeline is clearly a woman trapped by her own psychosis, Mori's script also challenges her societal trappings as a bourgeoisie wife kept by her well-to-do husband. Madeline is frequently depicted as a lost soul, a bored housewife, and a woman with an overactive imagination. Her desire to bear a child, an apparent remedy for a life which is seemingly without purpose. Without a child to raise to fulfil her womanly function, she is lost. Madeline equates finding herself with having a child, and her inability to have a child renders her life without meaning. Madeline is a bored housewife suffering from a certain sense of ennui, often placated through sexual transgressions, a common feature of the more erotic cinema of the early 1970s, which frequently depicted oversexed housewives. The philosophical discussions that take place throughout the film, typically expressed through the character of Thomas, highlight ideas about Madeline's station in life. Whilst Thomas is a radical of sorts, deciding on whether he should assimilate into a rudimentary middle-class lifestyle, Madeline embodies a more traditional approach to life, longing to have a family and seemingly content with being a middle-class wife, provided for by her husband. Thomas is representative of freedom and challenges Madeline's lifestyle, asserting the hypocrisy of middle-class wives and questioning whether she's truly happy, placing the seed of following one's impulses as a means of freeing oneself from the constraints of society and a life of boredom. And boredom itself is frequently referred to throughout the film, with Madeline living a seemingly hollow existence, characterised by lounging around Dr. Schumann's villa, with its distinctively shaped swimming pool, filmed at Villa a Monte Mario in Rome. Here Mori challenges the glamorous trappings of the jet-set lifestyle, finding them to be ultimately meaningless without more intimate and profound fulfilment. Furthermore, Mori presents his viewer with a juxtaposition between Madeline's placid lifestyle versus the nightmarish visions that haunt her dreams. Madeline's nightmares frequently encroaching on her idyllic, carefree life, once again illustrating her inability to escape from what truly haunts her. Despite being presented with the philosophical ideas to break free from her societal constraints, Madeline still feels conflicted and caught between the various components of her identity. Whilst facets of her personality change on a whim, so do her relationships, which are vaguely defined and seemingly change in an instant, where those established as lovers become brothers and children, as is the case with Thomas and his ever-changing role within Madeline's reality. And in essence, Madeline, Anatomy of a Nightmare is a film about a woman who is unable to confront reality, who in order to escape the realities of her profound trauma, must endure a perverse psychological treatment to reclaim her sense of identity, but fundamentally she is doomed to relive the nightmares that haunt her. The true horror of Madeline, Anatomy of a Nightmare is losing oneself, struggling to hold on to one's identity in the face of profound psychological trauma. Advertisements for Madeline, Anatomy of a Nightmare in national newspapers described the film as never so deep in the psychoanalysis of a female soul overwhelmed by an insatiable thirst for pleasure, playing up to the film's psychoanalytical elements alongside its erotic appeal. Reviews of the film were less than favourable, citing Madeline's pacing and script as its main issues. A review in the Thursday the 13th of June edition of La Stampa stated, "The screenplay is slow and frayed, the dialogue's lackluster, the interpreter's without incisiveness." And a further review in the paper the following day described the film as possessing an unbalanced structure with faded interpreters. However, despite such criticisms, the paper acknowledged the ambitious nature of Mori's film and its focus on psychoanalytical themes and philosophical discussions, despite criticisms of some of the dialogue pertaining to such ideas. Upon Madeline's cinematic release on the 12th of June 1974, the prestigious Rouge et Noir cinema in Rome pulled the film from public screening, much to the dismay of Roberto Mori, who was heartbroken by the treatment of his film, which had been his most personal endeavour. Disheartened by its reception and lackluster performance, Mori lost interest in filmmaking in the wake of Madeline's release, directing the comedy In Toro di Monte the following year in 1975, and then the erotic thriller The Porno Killers 5 years later in 1980, before retiring altogether from the film industry. Whilst Madeline, Anatomy of a Nightmare received a VHS release on the General Video label in Italy in the 1980s, it has since proved elusive, often relegated to a footnote in the discussions of far more prominent thematically adjacent films. Madeline, Anatomy of a Nightmare is a curious entry in the subversive Italian cinema of the era, reflective of sociological changes of the decade, often under the pretext of psychological and philosophical discussion. Fundamentally, Madeline, Anatomy of a Nightmare is a film designed to be ambiguous in nature, allowing for its viewer to interpret the events that occur, prescribing their own meanings to Madeline's psychological afflictions. Mori does not seek to provide answers for his audience, but to instill a sense of empathy for his titular character, exploring her trauma and loosening sense of self in a work that will become the most personal and political of his career.